Welcome to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're always working to improve our financial IQ on this show. This is a show really for all types of people, but there's two main groups. The people that just want more out of life are listening to this show because they want to accelerate their wealth. They want to they want to get rich young and have fun, as opposed to the financial planner method of not being rich till you're 65, 70. And then it's for people who are really just dissatisfied with their present financial position, and they're willing to do something about it. And that's who's listening to this show. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for both beginner and advanced investors. We have members that have never owned rental real estate, and members who have 5,000 apartment units, and they join up because they want to take it to the next level. I want to start off with a warning for everybody about the ridiculously high prices in the marketplace right now. I just read a couple of articles. I just Googled overpriced houses, Texas. You can read all kinds of articles. Most of them that I looked at were pretty darn good. My favorite is from the Texas Real Estate Research Center. Their numbers are really clear, easy to understand, and the article is actually very well written. Let me see if there's a title for this article. Texas Housing Insight. It's by four different people, but just look up Luis Torres. Texas Housing Insight, Luis Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, and you'll probably find it pretty quick. But what's going on is investors, I'm watching amateur investors do some really, really dumb things. There's no simple way to put it, but due to their ignorance, they're overpaying for houses. The wholesalers out there are actually getting the buyers into bidding wars. And because they don't know how to evaluate the house properly, they've never taken a course, they don't know what they're doing, they're paying 10, 20, as much as $50,000 more than what the house is worth. In other words, let's say it's a house that's worth $300,000 and we're able to pick it up for $150,000 because it has half price, because it's just a disaster. It needs $60,000-$70,000 worth of work. Now that's huge, people. If you know what you're doing, you can gut a house and put it back together. I'm talking new appliances, new plumbing, new electrical, new roof, repair the foundation. I mean, that's a huge doggone rehab. These ignorant, uneducated investors, I don't even like calling them investors, they're going out and the asking price is $150,000. They're bidding it up to $200,000. Okay, now what'd we say it was worth? $300,000. Well, $200,000 plus $70,000 in rehab is $270,000. Say, oh, you're making $30,000. No, you're not. You've got insurance, you've got mortgage payments during the holding period, and a $70,000 rehab is going to take a minimum of 2 months, more likely 2.5 to 3. Then you've got your sales commission. 6% of 300, 18,000. Bottom line, that deal has zero profit. These ignorant so-called investors are out there bidding up these wholesale deals, these MLS deals, to the point where they don't make any money. And the funny thing about these people is, you know what they're going to do after they fail? They're going to go run around and tell all their friends that real estate doesn't work, that it's a nightmare. Flipping doesn't work. Rental doesn't work. And they're going to tell not just one or two people. They're going to tell everybody that they know, because they're embarrassed that they goofed it up. Here's what they really should say. Man, I didn't know what I was doing. I was a complete idiot. Should have taken a course. Wow, I screwed that up. But they're not going to say that, are they? The human ego generally is not going to allow that to be said. So they're going to go around and they're going to blame the marketplace. They'll blame Biden. They'll blame whatever and whoever they can possibly link to the deal. They're going to blame everybody but themselves. And that's where the negativity of real estate investing comes from. So I guess I better bring this point up. Think about it clearly. Have you ever heard somebody say something negative about real estate investing? It's tenants, it's toilets, it's taxes, it's late night phone calls, blah, 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 blah. Pretty much all of you have. Do you understand that whoever said that was a loser and a failure? Think about it. Would a successful real estate investor have said that? No. Only someone who failed at it. Some loser. My question to you is, are you going to listen to losers and base your life off of that? Yeah, I'm not going to invest because my friend said it doesn't work. Or should you get around successful investors and listen to them? I think you should get around successful investors and listen to them. So my warning is, those of you that are ignorant, and remember, ignorance just means you don't know something. It's not a mean term. Ignorance is just, I'm ignorant of so many things. I mean, like Socrates says, the smartest thing a person can say is that they don't know anything. I'm ignorant of so many things, it's ridiculous. But those of you who are ignorant, meaning you haven't taken a course, you don't know what you're doing, do not go out and buy real estate right now. You are going to get slaughtered. Okay, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. We'll talk more after the break right here on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Let's talk a little bit now about a thing called the dumb doctor deal. It's more accurate to call it the dumb professional deal. And what it is, there's a famous joke about professionals because they have a tendency to do dumb deals. And I have a theory why, and I want to explain it to you. And by professionals, I'm talking about attorneys, dentists, doctors, CPAs, brilliant people, then why are they famous for doing dumb deals? They're brilliant people. Why? Well, here's my theory. And it comes down to a very slight loss of control of the ego. And when you lose control of your ego, even slightly, it will propel you in directions that you don't want to go. And it comes down to the fact that these professionals, again, the CPAs, the attorneys, the doctors, professors, any profession that requires, you know, 6, 7, 8 years of education, that's what I'm referring to by a professional. And these are brilliant people. To go through 8 years of education, become a dentist, a doctor, an attorney, you've got to be pretty brilliant to do that. The problem is they know it. Not every one of them, but I would say the vast majority of people who have gotten those advanced degrees recognize that they're brilliant. And so when it comes to investing, they have a tendency to, how do I put this, assume they're brilliant at everything. That's the best way to put it, at everything. I had a father-in-law who was a surgeon. Oh my God, you couldn't stand to be near this guy, because no matter what was being discussed, he was an expert on it. You could be discussing fishing, he's a fishing expert. Flying, he's a flying cars, he's a car expert. Oh, it was just unbearable. That's what I'm talking about. And what these brilliant people, and don't get me wrong, he's a brilliant guy at surgery. Other things, not so much. So brilliant people who are constantly be patted on the back, told how brilliant they are, told how wonderful they are, have a tendency to make an assumption. If I'm a great dentist, if I'm a great attorney, if I'm brilliant, shoot. Man, I went through 8 years of school. Real estate can't be that tough. You see where I'm going with this? So they don't get educated in investing. They make an assumption that because they're brilliant, and I'll pick on the dentist primarily, because they're a brilliant dentist, they assume that they're going to understand investing easily. And then they go out and do dumb doctor deals over and over. How many of you have heard that phrase before? Pretty much everybody, right? Everybody knows what a dumb doctor deal is. But it's also professional athletes. They're notorious for doing dumb deals. Because again, the ego gets slightly out of whack and tells you, man, you're a brilliant athlete. You can do anything. Go ahead and pick an investment and go for it. So now that I brought it up, I'm going to start grouping professional athletes in with the professionals. So what you have to do, if you're a professional, You've got to get that ego in check. Because just because you know how to dissect a heart, put it back together, and save somebody's life, doesn't mean you understand cap rates, NOI, IRR, COC. You don't pick that up. Now, granted, you don't need 8 years of education to do it, but you need 1 or 2 days and maybe 10 hours of online videos to learn that, to master that. There are literally vulture, I'm going to call them vultures, that prey on doctors and professionals, dentists and so on. That's their whole job. Dumb doctor deals. Because the professionals are so arrogant that they will give them their money. Now, luckily, these people, once they get caught, end up in jail. But do the doctors and the professionals get their money back? No. It's gone. So to solve this, what I do with the professionals that join Total Wealth Academy is in our initial consultation, I'm watching for signs of arrogance. And the great thing is I have yet to see it because they've already taken my Saturday class. They've taken the all-day class. That's a pretty humbling class where you finish it and you go, man, I didn't know 10% of that before I walked in here. So I've never had any problem with it, but you can bet when I'm sitting with someone I know is doggone brilliant, I watch for signs of egotistical behavior and call it out. And that's how you stop dumb doctor deals, is you get the people to be humble, recognize their brilliance, stay self-confident, but recognize that they don't know anything about investing. The other problem with professionals is they're doggone busy. They're busy. They're self-employed. They don't own a business. They're self-employed. Now, that one can irritate some of you professionals. You're going, no, I own a business. Remember this, you only own a business if you can disappear for a year and make the same amount of money as if you were there. That's owning a business. If you disappear for a month or a year and you make less money than if you were there, then you're self-employed. Nothing wrong with being self-employed, but you got to make that distinction in your brain. And because you're so busy, guess what? You better invest passively, like I do. Passively. Passive means someone else finds the deal, someone else negotiates the deal, someone else closes the deal, someone else manages the deal, and someone else sends you a check every quarter so you can keep active in your practice. Passive investing. And that's all I do, because I want to stay active as a teacher and a consultant. So, for the professionals, the secret, again, stay humble. Recognize that investing in anything takes mastery. You have to learn it before you can be successful at it. You can't just give your money to any schmo off the street that comes to you and says, I got the greatest deal in the world, because they are looking for you. They love dumb professionals. Stay humble, educate yourself so that you do the correct deals and eliminate the dumb doctor deal. One lady, a dentist, actually came in and said that to me. She goes, you know why I'm joining? Because your dumb doctor deal speech. So you can see she was already humble, which is 90% of it. The other 10% is making sure that you're educated, know what you're doing, and are involved with people you can trust, people like us who've been around for 30. I've been around investing for 30 years. Some of the other syndicators that I invest with own 5,000 units, have incredible track records. You know, I'm very proud of our platform for passive investing. We've got the most diverse platform in the nation that I know of, because we're investing passively in self-storage, strip shopping centers, commercial buildings, apartment complexes, you name it, hotels. It's a great place to be a passive investor. All right, we got to go to break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Did get an email from a professional who admits he's done a dumb doctor deal, and he wanted to know how to get in touch with Total Wealth Academy to do passive investing. Any of you that are professionals or not, any of you that want to learn how to invest correctly and effectively in real estate, please come to our introductory free sample class. That class goes over a case study of both single family and commercial investing. And you can see the four ways every dollar you have in a piece of real estate makes you money, as well as a fifth way that commercial real estate makes you money. One of the things that people don't understand, you just go to gettotalwealth.com. You'll see a button there for the free course. gettotalwealth.com, and you can register there. A lot of people don't realize that single family and commercial are two different things. When I bought my first 10-unit apartment, I was very arrogant, and I had, I don't know, close to 100 single family, and I assumed, shoot, if I can run 100 single family, 10-unit apartment, no problem. I got my butt kicked the first year. Commercial property is completely different from single family. In fact, probably every small apartment I ever bought, 22 unit, 23 unit, 223 units, a 40 unit, I bought them from single family investors that had bought the apartment and didn't know how to run it. And so they sold it to me. And I was able to turn them around, except for that first one, because I lagged myself. I was too lazy to take a course. There was a $30,000 course, I can't even remember who it was by, on apartment investing. I wouldn't take it because I was lazy, I was arrogant, and I was greedy. I didn't want to spend the money. But you got to understand, I sold that thing and made $200,000 a few years later. I should have made $500,000. I sold it for $300,000 less than it was worth because I didn't take the $30,000 course. Lag. Lazy, arrogant, and greedy. So, anyway, back to the thought. I'm sorry, I kind of drifted off there. What you got to understand is that single family houses, go off of comparable sales to determine their value. In other words, if you have a $300,000 home and every other house in the neighborhood has sold for $300,000, your home's worth $300,000. The mistake people make is, well, I'll go in and put granite countertops, a Viking kitchen, put a Spanish tile roof, do $40,000 in landscaping, put in a pool, and it'll be worth more than $300,000. Wrong. Guess what it's worth? You put $40,000 into landscaping, $30,000 into a pool, new kitchen, $40,000. You spend $100,000 improving the house. Guess what it's worth? $300,000. Those things do not raise the value of single-family homes. But commercial is a completely different story. Whether it's an apartment, small building, I'm sure the big building's the same way. We stay really six stories or below. That's totally different. See, in apartments, and we'll focus on apartments, we control the value of the property by raising the net operating income. Think about it like this. You can have two apartment complexes side by side that were built the same year by the same builder. They're identical. Both of them are 200 units, same unit mix, same street corner, same city. One of them's worth $25 million, the other one's only worth $11 million. Why? Net operating income. The one that's worth $25 million is run properly, fully occupied, has laundromats. They charge for covered parking. They charge for garages. They charge for keyless entry. All of those little fees go into increasing the value of the property. So what we would want to do, which one of those buildings do you think we want to buy? The $25 million building or the $11 million building? Easy question, right? You buy the $11 million building and turn it into a $25 million building by just imitating the people across the street. And that's an oversimplification, of course, but that's what we're doing. We're buying these distressed assets, fixing them up, and here's the magic formula. For every $1 that we increase the net operating income, it increases the value of the property $17. Not a bad return. So, if we go buy an apartment complex that makes 200 grand a year in net operating income, and we raise the net operating income by 100 grand a year to 300 grand, what have we done to the value? We've increased the value of the property by $1.7 million. We then go to the bank, refinance it, pull out $1 million, tax-free, and go on down the road. Until 3 years later, when the NOI is now $400,000 a year, and we do it again, refinance it, pull out $1 million, and go on down the road. So commercial is, it's a thing called forced appreciation. You can force it to appreciate. Single family, it is difficult to impossible to do that. To make money in single family, you have to buy it way, way, way below market, rehab it to get it up to the market value. With apartments, we're literally buying property at full price, changing the way we manage it, and increasing the value of the property by millions of bucks by doing so. That's the power of commercial real estate. And that works on strip shopping centers, It works on six-story buildings. It works on self-storage. You name it. Okay, let me get the phone lines open. If you've got a question about anything I've covered today, give me a call at 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or feel free to email me at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You will not be put on an email list. This is simply an email to me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, let's go take a couple of questions before we head to break. I'm sorry I didn't see these earlier. Give me 1 second as the email pulls up. Northern, this is from Logan, very cool name, talking about finding wholesalers to help you find deals, like I was talking about at the beginning of the show. There's multiple ways to do that, Logan. One of the easiest ways, you know these little bandit signs that you see all over the place on every street corner that say, I buy ugly houses, or I buy houses that need repair, any condition, things like that. Those are almost always wholesalers. They're not buying them themselves. They're finding them and selling to them to investors like you and I. So start calling all of those, and you will discover, again, that they're wholesalers, and just ask them to put you on their email list when they find a deal. Another great way to find wholesalers is to join Total Wealth Academy. Come to our meetings, and you'll meet two or three wholesalers at each meeting if you hustle. So over a couple of months, you can generate 10, 15, maybe even more than that now that I think about it, maybe 20 wholesalers to help you locate your deals. But Logan, make sure that you're not depending solely on wholesalers to find your deals. Make sure that you cultivate a group of 25, 30 real estate agents that know you by name, know what you're looking for. Keep them on your team as well. So the reason I brag about being 45, like when I'm on the radio, I'm leveraged in such a way that I'm 45 people looking for real estate. While I'm chatting with you all here on the radio, I'm 45 people looking for deals. About 15, 20 wholesalers, 25, 30 realtors. They all know me by name. They know what I'm looking for. And sometimes I finish the radio show and there's a deal waiting for me in my email. Okay, we're coming up on the final segment of the show. So if you've got a question for me, please call right now so we have plenty of time to answer it. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. We'll talk more after the break. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Yes, there is a free... I taught one last night, so I think it's next Thursday that I teach again. Pretty sure it's next Thursday evening. Those of you that do want to meet me and hear the difference between incompetent investing and competent investing, check out our free sample class. Go to gettotalwealth.com. There's a big button there for the free sample class. And yes, I am teaching that next Thursday evening. Yeah, next Thursday evening, 6:30 to about 8:30. 6:30 to about 8:30. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. 558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to read an email while giving out the phone number. Probably not a good idea. Scott, should you sell or keep? Let's look at this. Needs about $20,000 in rehab. $140,000 ARV, which is the after repaired value. Leases for $1,300 a month. That's going to give you about $300 a month cash flow. The only thing I'm missing, Scott, is how much you put down. What was your total out of pocket? Because $300 is low cash flow, but you're in the low price range, the $140K. But if you only got $20,000 in the deal, that's going to give you about a 15% rate of return. You could, I think, Scott, you're going to win either way. If you sell it, you win. If you keep it, you win. But I do prefer my cash-on-cash rate of return to be 20% plus. So if it were me, I think I would sell this, get your equity out of it, and go buy two or three more houses with that equity. But if you would, if you're still listening, fire me an email and tell me how much total out-of-pocket you have in this deal and what you owe on it. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. This next one, I think your name is Gaddy. If I'm saying that wrong, please forgive me. Property manager in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I like the only property manager, Mynd, MYND.co, Mynd.co, not com, MYND.co. Outstanding for about $150 a month. They guarantee your rent, take care of everything, collect the rent, deposit the rent. I mean, it's everything. And they guarantee your rent. You can do less than that, and that you would not have the guarantee. It's cheaper. But for $150 a month, that's a heck of a deal. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. All right, that's the same question. Ooh, Jonathan, starting a property management company. Yes, if I would highly recommend doing that. It's a great business. Yes, I teach property management, but you're going to need to take multiple courses to be great at property management. And if you're going to do multifamily, you want to join the Houston Apartment Association immediately and take their certified apartment manager class and their certified apartment portfolio supervisor class. Those are, without a doubt, the two best multifamily property management classes I've seen in my life. They are phenomenal. Combine that with our little $500 one-day class, and you'll be deadly, Jonathan. So, yeah, come next Thursday. I'll show you how it works. Go to gettotalwealth.com, and there'll be a button there for the free sample class. Okay, next question. Oh, this one is an insurance question. You know, Steve, property management company name should be added to your insurance. Absolutely. I always did it. I don't know if it's required, but I always did it just in case but that was multifamily. I never had a property manager on single family. Yeah, I don't know if you have to do it, Steve, but it sure isn't going to hurt anything. There's no way you can get hurt by doing that. All it can do is good. So I would do it, Steve. I wouldn't waste a bunch of time figuring out, researching it. Just do it. If something goes wrong, they're covered too. Okay. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. This next one is about Airbnb. Susan, yes, we have classes on Airbnb. In fact, one of the top Airbnb people from Austin is going to be teaching a live class next month on Airbnb. So your next step is also to come to the free workshop. Go to gettotalwealth.com. Next is question on for sale by owner. This is from Morgan. Yeah, there's no difference between a for sale by owner and any other deal. You know, a lot of people think just because it's for sale by owner, you're going to get a better deal. It just depends on the owner. What if the owner is a very sophisticated individual? It's going to be just as hard to work with them as it is with a realtor. So it just depends. Don't automatically assume that a for sale by owner is easier to negotiate or is going to be a better deal. Run your comparable sales, analyze the deal just like you would any other deal. Put it in, okay, you're a member of Total Wealth Academy, so remember the spreadsheet, the sandbox, that's where we play. Put all the numbers in the sandbox, let the sandbox tell you whether it's a good deal or not, and again, it doesn't matter. For sale by owner, it can be a good deal or a bad deal. From a realtor, good deal or bad deal. From a wholesaler, good deal or bad deal. You got to analyze every one of them individually. And there are good deals found everywhere, and there are bad deals found everywhere. So do your due diligence. I'll send you a copy of the sandbox, by the way. Okay, next is a when you are back. Oh, I'm sorry. This was an email from one of my employees. I'll answer that after the radio show. Let's go to one more. Here we go. Land development advice for townhomes from Jeremy. You own the lot free and clear. Yeah. Yes, I have banks and builders that would work with you and could help you do this deal. We're building at about anywhere from $90 to $100 a square foot. Do the math based off of $100 a square foot, Jeremy, and see if those numbers work. I'm sure they will, because at $100 a square foot new construction, we can rent those things all day long for massive amounts of positive cash flow. Now, if this is a high-end townhome, it could be $150, it could be $175 a foot. So, actually, you know what, Jeremy? Let me email you a series of questions, answer those questions, and then I'll help advise you which way to go. Also, we'll need the address because I want to see what part of town it's in and if it would support high-end townhomes or if it's better to go with middle class. I will tell you that middle class makes more money as a rule than the high-end homes if you're going to rent these. If you're just going to flip them, then the high-end's going to make you more money. So, Jeremy, watch your email. I'll be emailing you a bunch of questions right after the show. Okay, this has been the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I hope to see all of you at the free workshop next Thursday. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
TotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.